I do think that Spotify should be obligated,
absolutely,
you know, not to get pull Joe Rogan off. They would never do that. He makes way too much money for them. But mm-hmm. to at least mitigate some of that misinformation.
Yeah. Well, and to clarify, the First Amendment. This is a private company.
Yeah.
So it's so it would
the
be the
amendment doesn't really.
Yeah,
apply,
it doesn't really apply
actually.
Legally, but the spirit of it, I understand.
Right.
But I think the most remarkable part of Joe Rogan is his popularity. Sonny quoted the 11 million listeners per episode, and what that tells me is that people are hungry for conversations. He has a 3-hour conversation with his guests, and he does bring on opposing views. In fact, he doesn't see that as platforming them. He had Dr. Gupta on a month ago. He's had controversial guests like Alex Jones, and that one was removed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think people are hungry to have open conversations, disagreements, debates, and they don't want to be told how to feel about it. They want those people to have their conversation, and they want it to be up to them, just like when they watch TV and media and news. They want to make their own decisions.
Well, that's what we do on this show, right? Yeah. I mean, we talk about what we think. We talk about how we feel about certain issues. But again, we are held to the ABC News standard because ABC News is our platform. And I think that if you have a company like this that is a money-making company, it's a juggernaut for many talent, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, and if you think about some of the other stuff that Rogan has said, I mean, he called, I think, a trans woman mixed martial artist a man. In terms of Islamophobia, he had the Proud Boys founder, Gavin McInnes. He used his appearance to argue that Muslims are too inbred for the U.S. to accept as immigrants. And in terms of racism, in 2013, he said that he's walking into a black neighborhood and he felt like he was walking into Africa and watching Planet of the Apes. I mean, I understand he has a right to say that, but this platform needs to police in some sense.